This is Morning Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and all morning we will have special coverage of the death of Osama bin Laden. Late last night, outside the White House gates, people gathered by the hundreds in a scene that could only be described as jubilant.
USA! USA! USA!
They arrived on bikes, by foot. The majority of them were young people. NPR's Audie Cornish was on the scene and has this report.
It looked like most of the area colleges emptied their dorms out into the streets, where students literally danced over the news that Osama bin Laden had been killed. Vance Lewis, a Howard University student from Paoli, Pennsylvania, was at a movie theater when he said his cell phone started buzzing with messages, and the first thing he wanted to do was join the scene at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
A bunch of flags everywhere, a lot of noise, obviously. We've heard Star Spangled Banner 1,000 times, God Bless America 1,000 times, USA Chant 1,000 times. Just a celebration, really. Just a celebration outside the White House.
There were a handful of signs fashioned out of pizza boxes. One read, Osama bin Gotten. Many of these young people, like George Washington University student Sam Sherman of New Jersey, were still in grade school at the time of the 9/11 attacks.
I remember really vividly, especially when I heard the news. I was 11 years old. I was taken out of class. They told me I was going to lunch with my mom. Okay, the next day, I see kids whose parents were in those towers. Friends of mine whose parents died because of this evil mastermind.
The scene was more like a sports rally or a festival, complete with button sellers.
Souvenir buttons, just follow. Thank you so much. Anybody else?
And some folks, usually a little bit older, acknowledged there was something a little bit off about the atmosphere.
You know, I had friends who were critical of me, actually, for coming down here to celebrate somebody being killed.
This is 27-year-old Michael Saltzman, an actor who lives in D.C.
You know, I felt like it's a really symbolic moment. It's not just about somebody's death. You know, he made himself a symbol for a lot of the things that we're fighting against. And I think seeing him gone makes us feel like we've had a real victory and a symbolic blow in that fight. So I really wanted to be down here for that reason.
One thing you did not hear about was politics. While presidential contenders and congressional lawmakers had already issued written statements hinting at praise for the Bush administration versus the Obama administration, the people outside the White House wanted no part of that discussion for now. That included Catholic University students Peter Rescino of Westchester, New York, and John McCarthy of Keensburg, New Jersey. Rescino is head of the campus college Republicans, and McCarthy runs the campus Democrats.
Yes. We're roommates.
We're roommates.
That's the great thing about tonight. It's not about Bush. It's not about Obama. It's a victory
for
the
America.
Country. It's a victory for the country.
Yes.
Politics aside.
Yes. We're proud to be American. Politics, at least for the next 24 hours.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
But after that, the pair said, there will be plenty of time to debate. Audie Cornish, NPR News.